welcome to the call. The head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys, another tight conference battle with New Hampshire, close game until late, but come up short 39-17. As you've looked back at that game, kind of give me your breakdown of what happened.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, we probably missed opportunities early on in the first half. We ended up, you know, getting down to the goal line, and the kid was straining to get over the top, and ball popped out, really a non-contact thing that we thought was questionable at the time, but, you know, probably a good call. That hurt us, took points off the board. We had another scoring opportunity in the first half that we weren't able to capitalize on, that was very disappointing, but still were able to figure out a way to go in at half 15-7 with the ball starting the second half. Got the ball second half and were able to, you know, put a drive together, came up short on the touchdown, but got a field goal. So you're a 5-point game, you know, early in the third, and things are in pretty good shape. You know, they did a nice job coming back and answering some scores. Every time we did, they seemed to be able to answer. But then at the end of the day, you're, you know, in a one-score game, you know, with, you know, probably 6-7 minutes to go. And, you know, we weren't able to capitalize. I mean, we ended up, you know, doing a nice job. You know, we were down two scores, and our defense picked one off, and we had a nice return, and that was called back for a stupid penalty, you know, a block in the back, which was really disappointing, but still we were able to overcome that and get it in the end zone. But at the end of the day, you know, we sat there at the end, couldn't close it out, and they could, and then we, you know, gave one away, which was, you know, really disappointing, just to make the scores look so lopsided. But it was a good competition, good game, and you know, we just got to figure out a way to take the final step.
That's what I was going to ask you. After a couple of tough games, especially the Harvard game, how pleased with your team, and how what steps do you feel like they made this week to New Hampshire, always a quality program, to really be toe-to-toe with them through, as you said, through three quarters into the fourth?
No, we're tired of gauging ourselves on being toe-to-toe with people. I mean, you know, that's all said and good. And, you know, we're happy to find the positives and the negatives. At the end of the day, this program and this team needs a win. And we've got Brown this weekend, and that's where our focus is. So, you know, am I pleased with the team? Yeah, I'm pleased that we continue to make improvement, but I'm also very angry with the team in terms of doing things that are preventing us from victory. There's some stupid mistakes out there that are, you know, that you shoulder as a coach. And as we've all said, it's either coached or it's allowed. And, you know, a poor decision by a freshman on the field right now is still unacceptable. So we got a number of young guys running around, and that showed its ugly head a little bit on the other day. But you know, we'll get it fixed and press on and salvage what we can, try to get this win this weekend.
Got a couple media questions for you in queue, if you'll get this for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from Anna. She'll be with the Independent.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
So looking at the Brown game, what's kind of your impression of them so far from what you've seen?
Well, you know, I mean, they had a nice competitive game with Harvard. Thought that they stayed in that football game, ended up throwing it a whole bunch and doing some nice things there. Defensively, I thought, you know, they swarm around and play well. It's very similar, you know, basically the same team we saw last year. So they're a competitive group, and I think they've got some talent on the offensive side. You look at the Bryant game, you know, they were able to handle that one, which, you know, they, you know, kind of got that back in the win column after last year losing to them in the opener. But, you know, they're a solid group. You know, you look at, you know, comparatives of us playing Harvard and then Brown playing Harvard. I mean, they, you know, they went out and battled and kept it close, but, you know, Harvard was able to put, you know, put it in the books with a pretty good football team, good performance. But it'll be it's a big game. I mean, it's a huge Governor's Cup game. It's a game that, you know, as goes Brown, as goes the season. So we've got to rise up and find a way to get the W.
And it was obviously a heartbreaking loss for you guys against Brown last year. You know, how much do you guys talk about that going into the rematch this week?
Well, we'll talk about that as we go through. I think that any rival game is a significant game for your program. I think that it's important for not only ourselves, but our fans and our our schools and the pride we all associate with our own institutions. So, you know, it's a game that there's a responsibility on our part to play our best and try to deliver a victory to the people that support us, because there are bragging rights in this state throughout the year, you know, in terms of URI and Brown, and our people really like to have that W in their bragging book, I guess you'd call it. But you know, bottom line, we talk about it. It's a significant game. We really just, you know, we finished up yesterday, you know, evaluating and the tape from New Hampshire, and then set the tempo for this week, and we'll get the kids back tomorrow and get to work.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Chris Barherdale with Heart FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Fleming, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I know you have a really long losing streak right now. It's dated back to last year at this time. How do you keep your players motivated when you get out, you know, to Snide and probably win a game?
They believe. I mean, you know, you put in enough work, you have guaranteed, you know, 11 opportunities to play the game, and you spend all year long preparing for those. You know, if you're involved in this game in any fashion as a player or a coach, you know, the understanding is that there's always next week until the end of the season. If you're ever stepping on the field without the intent and you know, intent to go and win a football game, then it's probably time for you to hang up your cleats. So it's not too hard. I mean, I think that losing is tough, but, you know, through perseverance becomes, you know, there's a value to that. And the whole thing we continue to do is understand that step by step, it's difficult to take loss after loss, but our guys are very resilient people, and they continue to get up and battle. And thought they battled very hard last week, just couldn't execute well enough to win, and this week we got to go ahead and fix the execution problems.
Yeah. Well, talk about this rivalry game against Brown. Seems like a lot of people don't, you know, up and down south here don't realize it's a big game for you guys in Rhode Island for bragging rights. Just talk about playing against a team in the Ivy League is different from playing a team in the CAA.
Well, I mean, you know, I think every team you play is important. I mean, the Ivy Leagues, you know, back in the day, it was a foregone conclusion that every CAA team should be able to go into, play Ivy League of talent, and be able to win. That's changed quite a bit. I think the Ivy League has really, you know, stepped up their level of play and playing very competitive. And as we know, you know, Harvard, you know, got us, and, you know, Dartmouth got New Hampshire, and, you know, there's tough outs every time you schedule these guys. But the rivalry game for us is, this is the Governor's Cup. The Governor will be in attendance. There is an effort by her and you know, everybody in this state to try to be able to make this an important game for everybody. And, you know, so I think that on both sides of the, you know, both schools, I think, have a tremendous amount of interest in how this game comes out. And for our kids and for our, you know, for our players and for our coaches and for our, you know, our people on campus here, it's a very important game that, you know, get a lot of people down on stadium parents weekend, and we'd like to make sure we can deliver what we can with a victory.
Well, good luck this week, and hope you can pull out a win.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Alana Zio, coach with the Providence Journal.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Can you speak to the connection that Paul Mraz and Harold Buckner had against UNH, and you know, how much more can those guys give you on Saturday against Brown?
Well, I mean, I think that it was a very good connection. I think that the route design was, you know, was there to be able to take advantage of what New Hampshire was doing, and I think that, you know, Paul being under, you know, under center as a starter again, gave him an opportunity to get back into the groove. We had a couple other, you know, concepts that we've used in the past with him that he's very comfortable with, and he was able to find those deep crossers a couple of different three times, and then down the middle, I thought it was outstanding. Buck is a big target, you know, that, you know, is, you know, got the ability to get body presence on people, and he's able to, easy to see, and I think, you know, Paul and he have always had a little bit of a connection, although I don't think it's one of those things that he's always looking for him, but I think the play designs were there to be able to get the ball to Buck, who happened to be playing the position that they desired. So I think it was a good connection. It was one which, you know, that we're excited about, and we'll see how that continues to go, and then continue to build the package and build the confidence between not only Paul and Buck, but Paul and the rest of the receivers as well.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Jim. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning, and good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.